This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've now lost almost a half million people to COVID-19 in this country. That 500,000 is more than just a number to Wendy Jensen in Mount Vernon, Washington. She lost her mom to COVID-19.
There's people behind the numbers. I mean, our mom's behind that number. And it's really sad.
Jonathan Polk is a funeral director. He says this has become overwhelming.
We've still had to turn away some families because we've just been bombarded. COVID is a disease that's robbing a lot of families. And we're here to help people, but at the same time, we have to be realistic as far as what we can handle.
But vaccinations are increasing and fewer people are becoming infected. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Meet the Press.
What I don't and none of my colleagues want to see is when you look at that slope to come down, that it say, wow, we're out of the woods now, we're in good shape. We're not, because the baseline of daily infections is still very, very high. It's not the 300,000 to 400,000 that we had some time ago, but we want to get that baseline really, really, really low before we start thinking that we're out of the woods.
Several airlines now taking their Boeing 777s out of service temporarily after a United Airlines jet made an emergency landing in Denver Saturday. Its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. Nobody hurt. Rob Ball saw the plane.
I heard this loud rumble, and I thought it was a military aircraft because it was really, really loud. It came right over the house, and I watched it, and you could see that the right engine was on fire.
The NTSB says the engine's fan blades were fractured. Hospitals across the South have been dealing with water shortages after that monster storm last week. This is AP News. He says it's unfair, but a 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard has been deported from the U.S. to Germany. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
Frederick Karl Berger arrived Saturday, according to German authorities. Until then, he'd been living in Tennessee. The U.S. Justice Department says Berger admitted to being a guard at a Nazi concentration subcamp and is still receiving a pension for his work. In recent years, German prosecutors have successfully argued that by helping a death camp or a concentration camp function, guards can be found guilty of accessory to murder. The Justice Department says Berger is the 70th Nazi persecutor removed from the United States. I'm Julie Walker.
Kroger says personal data, including Social Security numbers, may have been stolen in the hack of a third-party vendor's file transfer service. It believes less than 1% of its customers were affected. It says it's notifying those potentially impacted. I'm Rita Foley.